Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Will Wilson hanging out with you for a couple hours this morning, man. Having a great Wednesday. Hope you guys are as well. A lot of time still getting the show, man. 402-466-3776, 402-466-ESPN. Tweet at us, at ESPN Hooksy, at Willie on the radio. Still, I believe it's still up on ESPNLincolnAsWell.com for a chance to win some Royals tickets and some Salt Dogs tickets.
That's right, all of it.
And the Handyman Contest.
There's a Handyman Ugly Bathroom Contest. There's a Super C Contest going down.
Wow, let's go.
You can sign up for. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on at ESPNLincoln.com. That's where you can catch our podcast as well.
Check us out
after
there,
the show.
Check
if you miss anything,
there.
Catch everything there.
Yeah, check us out there, man. So we'll have to pick some days to go golfing.
Oh, hey.
I'll be gone for a little bit, but.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The 2021, I'm seeing this, the 2021 Nebraska Football Hall of Fame class was named.
Okay.
Which seems pretty cool. Six players from the 71 National Championship team. And, nice. I'm not seeing, here we go. All right. Defensive end John Adkins, center Doug Dumler, defensive tackle Bill Jansen, tight end Jerry List. Listen to this, position name, Monster Back.
Yeah, boy, that seems tough, doesn't it?
Monster Back, Dave Mason, and then offensive guard Keith Wortman. They are on the list. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next on the docket?
So it's about that time because we're getting, media days are upon us, and all the polls start coming out, all the predictions.
Right.
When you start looking up, here they are. We will start coming up, and I mean, we're going to get in there. Once Big Ten Media Days start, like I said, for me, that is the sign that we're not too far away from fall camp getting started. And Will and I will start looking at opponents. We'll start looking at matchups and be talking a lot of Huskers. A lot of Huskers, okay, coming up when you start looking at those. Cleveland.com has taken on the responsibility for organizing the poll. Okay, when the Big Ten dropped it, it's 11 years in the making. The panel, according to Cleveland.com, included at least one beat writer from all 14 Big Ten teams and a few who cover the entire league or have a national perspective. So that's how the polls organized, right?
Okay.
And so they start putting out West and East when you look at that. Out in the East, shouldn't be a surprise right now, 34 first-place votes, which I believe is all of them. Ohio State picked to win the East.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have an issue with that.
No. Followed by Penn State at 2, Indiana at 3, Michigan 4, followed by Maryland, Rutgers, Michigan State predicted to finish last.
Really?
In their division.
Michigan State, huh?
Okay.
What do you think of that?
I don't know. New coach, changing things up, still trying to get in the flow.
Well, let's dissect that
a little
bit. With Tucker
and things like that. I just don't know what players
Maryland.
They have.
Maryland has a fresh coach. So does Rutgers. A coach we all know. That's interesting.
It could be one of those things where it's like you just don't know. The pieces are better at Maryland from when a coach is starting with, and because they got Tua's brother there at quarterback. It could be better pieces that they're starting with.
Yeah.
With Tucker coming in and changing pieces, transfers, all that can happen. So
who did they have second? Penn State.
Penn State, who had a really nice recruiting cycle this time. And then very intriguing, I think, is Indiana, because we've talked a lot about Indiana a little bit, because they got Mons out of Florida, who is a quote-unquote legacy player, and they're starting to get a little momentum out east with that, with their classes. Mm-hmm. So that's what you got right there. More importantly, what we will be focused on is the West, because that's where your Nebraska Cornhuskers are. At one.
Okay, let me guess.
For it. See if you can guess.
They
received, by the
one.
Way, this team received 29 of 34 first place votes.
Gotta
Did
be,
not get all of them.
Got to be Wisconsin.
Yes. The Badgers sit at number one.
Hmm. Number two, it's got to be...
this team received five first-place votes by the panel.
I'm thinking here it's either Minnesota or Iowa. And I got to go Iowa.
Yes, you are correct.
Okay. Is Minnesota next?
No.
Is it... Don't you dare do it. Is it Northwestern?
Yes.
Okay. Northwestern's third, Minnesota fourth.
Yes.
Nebraska fifth.
You got it.
And then Illinois?
Followed by Purdue and Illinois.
Okay.
Distant back behind that, by the way. When you look at the voting of it, between five and six, between us and Purdue, it's 91.5 votes to 72.5. So, big mark there. What does that tell you? What does that tell you?
Do they have records? Next to
they do not have records predicted in this. This is just a clear where they're going to be at, how they're going to fall.
Well, okay, fifth.
By the way, before you get there, also the Big Ten championship game, it was a vote. There was 29 votes against five versus this. The overwhelming would be Ohio State over Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game, with 29 votes going that way. Five of the votes going Ohio State over Iowa in the Big Ten. Excuse me, championship game.
Iowa, huh? Well, I could see it. That's interesting. So, fifth, they have us losing probably, what, that's 5 to 6 games, probably. Mm-hmm. Maybe more. Which means they got us losing some games that we all think we should maybe win this year. But, or that also tells me they got us losing games that we should be losing, mm-hmm. also. Interesting, Hooks. Fifth, yeah, it's about where I would imagine it to be.
It also tells me that the Big Ten is not convinced, that this panel is not convinced that we have the goods, man.
No, they're not, because they haven't seen it.
Not the goods.
But it's something to have a chip on your shoulder, I guess. Let's be real. We kind of knew this is where we should be. I don't think we should be mad that Minnesota's being picked above us. They are actually recruiting very well up there. Obviously, they'd had a year last year where we didn't think they wanted to play at all, but they ended up having an okay season for what it was. That makes sense, Hooks.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, this is the life you're going to live until proven. Mm-hmm. It's the life you're going to live.
Yep.
Look at our record over the last three. Right? Mm-hmm.
Nothing's showing that we should be above those four.
Nothing is showing that we should be above those, because those are the ones that have been beating us as well.
Mm-hmm. And we go to Wisconsin, or does Wisconsin come here?
I think we go there.
I think we go there as well.
I didn't have the schedule.
Let's be real, Hicks. In order to really do some damage, you got to at least beat Wisconsin or Iowa.
Well, when you look at this as well, I mean, obviously, you know you're going to open up with the one that's picked to finish last. You're going to open up with Illinois, by the way, 38 days away. Just put that in your memory bank, 38 days away. The teams that you start looking at it, and the teams where they're picked on your side. So Northwestern picked above us, what did they say, they were three?
Yes.
Right. You get them at home.
Which I'm not surprised that they're picked that high.
It's a product of what's going on. It's a product of what they have, the history of what they played against us and against other teams. But we just haven't earned the right to get any more votes.
I know, but I have looked a lot at different lists of returning talent. And they don't have a lot of returning starting talent, but maybe that just goes to show how good the recruiting is and their depth. But
Minnesota, you have to play them at Minnesota.
Yeah, that's gonna be tough.
Wisconsin, you got to play them at Camp Randall.
Yep, loss.
And then Iowa, you get Iowa here. When you look at the teams that are above you,
and hey,
the ones below you, Purdue, you get here at home. Michigan State on the other side, you get them at East Lansing. And Michigan, who was picked, fourth in their side, that we get them here.
Okay. I mean, those are games that kind of work in your favor in a bit.
Yeah, you would think that some of those work in your favor since you're at home.
Since you're at home, and also, you know, heading to Michigan State, they're picked last in that division. But that's also a really tough division as well. So, I don't know. It could be some smoke screens when we play these teams, because, like you said, Michigan State, who knows what they're going to be looking like, but... maybe they're better than we think. Yeah. They're just playing good teams and losing.
So the question being for you guys, if you want to call in, 402-466-3776, 402-466-ESPN, or tweet at us, at ESPN Hooksy, at Willie on the radio. How you feeling? How you feeling when the polls come out like this? And in a year where you've got a four-year starting quarterback, you've seen the roster evolution at wide receiver, You presumably know what your defense is going to look like after what they did last year and the momentum that they have kind of built. And you get a poll. Again, it's a panel. This is not like an exact, this is where it's going to finish. Right? In a year that we've talked about and that the a lot of people have said bowl game or bust kind of deal. Got to happen. But you're picked to finish fifth in the West.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting what people might feel like when you see that.
Yeah. I listen, it's Nebraska. People may feel, you know, they may get heated over it. And it makes sense why. I mean, I'm looking at these college football power ratings. These are the Vegas ratings, okay? These are not AP. These are Vegas. And they got Nebraska at 35th. And you go down to 49th, I mean, there's Northwestern, okay? So you see that, and you're like, well, they're saying we're a better team than Northwestern. Well, it's all about schedules. And we've been saying it a lot. We have one of the toughest schedules, so that's what's going to come into play. But, hey, Hooks, I'm going to say it one more time. We should not be surprised or mad about where we're at.
If you look at some of this stuff, and again, I went out and looked, and there's stuff now coming out. Now, get your thoughts here now, because these are some early lines, by the way,
lines?
Have approached.
Oh, boy.
And regular season win totals are out.
What do you got?
You. The prediction right now is they've set the number in some places at 6.5 wins.
Yep. It's about where we thought it'd be. And
money currently where you're at is the unders. Dave could be calling you right now, about right now, going, yep, it's the unders.
Dave is
how many years in a row is Dave taking the unders and
making money.
And build additions on houses.
He's making money off the under, and it may happen again this year. And at what point can we start breaking down schedules? Now that we're getting that, Hooks, let's just briefly find 6 wins, if we can. You ready? At Illinois. Hooks, I don't know about you, but I'm not putting that down as a win. I'm not putting that down as a firm, we're going to win that game. You could think different, but they smacked us at home.
You're
going to
be a favorite in that game.
We already are a favorite, but that doesn't mean anything.
I'm counting the number right now. They have early lines, obviously. These are way early lines because leading up to fall camp and things like that. But right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're favorites in 5 games right now, and you're a pick 'em in 1.
Okay, so you're favored in the Illinois game.
Yep.
You're favored in the Fordham game.
Yep.
You're favored over Buffalo.
Yep, which is not going to be easy.
Well, we'll get to that in a second.
Raph will call in and be mad, so well, that team doesn't change. Still a lot of good players in that team, even with all the coaching, the carousel. That team wasn't left bare by the coach that left.
I might disagree with that. I think they have gotten very, very bad since over the past few months, since all that. But, hey, maybe they still got the foundation and everything. Okay. Yes. So that's 3 games. That's first 3 games we're favored in.
Yep.
And you said we're favored in 5?
5.
Are we favored over Purdue?
Yes.
Okay. Are we favored over Michigan?
Is that 4 games now?
That's 4.
Okay.
Is Michigan State the 5th?
Maybe it's 6 then. Sorry, 6. You got Michigan State, yes.
Okay, that's 5. So there's one more. There's 6?
6. Sorry, 6 plus 1. I apologize.
Is it? It's.
We mentioned this game. It's a home game.
It's not Michigan, is it?
You're a pick'em in that game, by the way. That's your pick'em. So currently, early lines.
So you're counting that as a 6th?
Well, nope.
We're favored another game.
One more, because the line's 6.5.
Is it Northwestern?
Yes.
We're favored over Northwestern.
Yes.
Man, that's interesting.
Currently. Again, these are all early, but they're interesting to look at.
When
you look at the win totals, you look at your slated to be 5th. Now, a lot of this also is, look at our schedule. It's deemed one of the toughest in the country.
Right.
You have to start looking at where everybody else lies to. Like, what is Northwestern's schedule? Because you got to believe, like, no, it's not you got to believe. You have to understand that the predictions also, when they put these polls out, it's about schedule and who you play and all that stuff, where you're playing them at, within that.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And
I have not gone through schedules yet and see where Northwestern's schedule ranks, where they're playing and who they're playing. I've not looked at Iowa's schedule, Minnesota. I'm not looking at those schedules. So I'm purely going off what the panel put out and looking at the current early lines and the win total.
What's the early line say for the Oklahoma game?
We're three touchdown underdogs.
Three touchdowns. Okay, that makes sense. What about the Minnesota game when we go to Minnesota?
We're currently, it would be a 3.5 point dog.
Is that, that's at Minnesota,
at Minnesota,
right?
Okay. Yep.
And you said how much?
3.5.
Okay, makes it.
Again, all these are going to change and evolve as we get closer in the seasons. But I'm just curious. It's kind of interesting.
Especially what they look like right now. What's the Wisconsin line?
We would be
two touchdowns?
Close. 13.5. Almost two touchdowns.
And then what's the Iowa line? That's what I'm curious about.
We would be a 4.5 point underdog at home.
4.5. That's going to be a really fun game.
Ohio State currently is a 19-point favorite early.
And they
us here.
And they come to town.
Come to town.
Wow. There's going to be Memorial Stadium's going to be popping this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of great home games.
Yeah, unlike last season where even Moose was ticked off about, you know, getting a schedule finally, but then having it loaded with all these, you know, unfair things. No, it's going to be it's a tough schedule because of the teams we're playing, but at least we get some, you know, teams coming in home. And it's interesting, man. 6.5, huh?
Yeah. Well, just some interesting stuff, and I'll start. Again, you and I will start looking at, you know, styles and fights and what they look like and things like that. Because, like, if you look, like, for instance, here's what you're looking at if you're number two. Iowa's picked second, right? They open up their season on the 4th of September, and they get Indiana. So I'm looking at Big Ten teams, right? They get Indiana. They also will have Maryland. They get Penn State, Purdue, Wisconsin, Northwestern, Minnesota, Illinois, Nebraska. And where they're playing them at.
Wait, what? Who's their...
Non-con?
Yeah.
They get the matchup against Iowa State, right. Kent State, Colorado State.
Oh, well, they're taking on the Rams. Let's get them, Colorado State. Yeah, I guess they kind of get away with the whole playing a Power 5 team in non-con because they play... Iowa State every year, but
so you just start. You have to really start when you're looking at these. Now all the work starts because you got the polls put out, you got the predictions, you got the early lines. It's, you know, what do the schedules look like? And again, we'll be doing a lot of that as we start to creep closer. Now that I love the tweet I saw last night, by the way, after the finals, it was instantly it's football season.
Well,
it's football season.
It's officially baseball season.
Well, yeah. But a lot of people will turn the page and don't watch a ton of baseball, and it turns to football season because you have NFL training camps, rookie camps are opening up, big, you know, media days are happening in college world, and once you're done with media days, you're not that far away.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we're 38 days away from our first game in Champaign.
Leading up to the season, we should do like an opponent breakdown where you and I like watch past games and we break down an opponent for our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
In our own words. That'd be fun. 6.5. Who's betting the over? Who's betting the under? 402-466-3776.
I love it, Will. You're right on it, baby.
Hey, hopefully we get that casino in before the next football season.
That's a lot of fun, man. Make I can't wait. I'm so excited bankrupt. About this time. This is so much fun.
I wanted to get Dave to call in. He must not be listening.
He is. I'm sure he's just getting out of, you know. I'm sure
he heard the line.
He heard the line.
He heard the line, and he got out of the interstate and headed north. Cha-ching.
So, yeah, there you go. So you got your Huskers right now in a broad panel amongst, let's call them experts that are within the league, beat writers from each team, someone national perspective, has Nebraska pick 5th right now in the West.
Hey, it's not last.
Well, let's not be there for sure. So, all right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll dabble maybe a little Major League Baseball because there's some things happening in Major League Baseball. We're coming up on trade deadlines. Just kind of give our predictions. We'll look at standings again. There were some good games last night, too, as well.